Vano sumudza mureza.
They raise the flag.
Munwesa numira attention.
Everyone will stand in attention.
Achu observer, the rule of the country.
Observing the authority of the government.
Kana takuverenga shoko raMwari.
When we are reading the word of God,
ngatisumukei.
Let's stand on our feet.
Kana usingade kusumuka.
If you don't want to stand,
kuremekedza shoko raMwari,
to reverence the word of God,
uchigona zvako kusumuka,
but you can stand,
asi ukaramba ukagara zvako pasi,
but you choose to sit down,
usada kuzvidza Mwari.
Don't despise God.
Nekuti anozokwanisa kuti unatsogara pasi zvechokwadi.
Because God can make you to sit down for good.
Utadze kusumuka richiverengwa zvachose
nekuda
kwehutera unenge
wauya pauri. And you will never be able to stand when the word is being read.
Hansiko kukutyidzira.
I'm not threatening you.
Asi Mwari anodemanda respect.
But God demands respect.
Kuto demanda.
He actually demands it.
Are we together?
Tiri tose.
Ah. Tuda kuenda kubuku ra Matthew chapter 6.
Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
Verse 5 to 15.
Verse 5 kusika 15.
Nasi izuva remunamato.
Today is a day of worship.
Atiparidzi kana kuti handisi kuparidza.
We don't preach or I'm not going to preach.
Nekuda kwekuti ndichango presenta chete zvandinazvo.
I'm only going to present what I have.
Kwete kuparidza.
Not preaching.
Saka zvizhinji zvichange zviri pakuverenga.
So I will be doing a lot of reading.
Kuitira kuti tipinde pakunamata.
So we can lead ourselves into prayer.
Kuitira kuti zviitire zvakanaka.
So it can do us good.
Saka ndati Matthew chapter 6.
Mateo chitsauko 6.
Verse 5.
Ndima 5.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward.
Kana muchinyengetera, musava savanyengeri, nokuti vanofarira kunyengetera vamire mumasinagoge, pamharadzano dzenzira dzomumusha, kuti vaonekwe navanhu. Zvirokwazvo ndinoti kwamuri. Vapiwa mubairo wavo.
So in other words,
ne kume kutaura
kana uchiita zvimwe zvinhu zvekuda kuti uone
things that you want to be seen by people,
then you are not a candidate of heaven.
Zvinoreva kuti hausi nhengo inofanira kupinda denga.
Kumasangano vanononoka kupinda muchurch.
In the denominations they deliberately come late for church,
kuti vaone kunzi vasvika,
so that everyone will notice their arrival.
Matona mubairo wenyu.
You've got your reward.
Imimi yekumasangano.
You in the denominations.
Havamo munomo.
They are not in here.
Six. But
six.
Thou,
asiwe,
when thou prayest,
kana uchinyengetera,
enter in thy closet,
pinda muimba yako yomukati,
and when thou hast shut thy door,
kana wazarira mukova wako,
pray to thy father,
unyengetere kuna baba wako,
which is in secret,
ari pakavanda,
and thy father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Baba wako vanoona pakavanda vachakupa mubayiro pachena.
But when you pray,
pakunyengetera kwenyu,
use not vain repetitions,
musapamidza zvisina maturo,
as the heathen do,
sava hedheni,
for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking.
Nokuti ivo vanofunga kuti vachanzwikwa nokutaura kwavo kuzhinji.
Nguva zhinji vanhu vasina kudzidziswa.
Many times people who are not taught well,
panguva yekunamata,
in the time of prayer,
vanokwira pamusoro pemachair.
They go on top of chairs.
Vachasumudza nekwakandira pasi.
And they raise them up and throw them down.
Vachabreak machair iwayo.
And they break those chairs.
That is not the spirit of God.
Hausi mweya waMwari iwoyo.
That's a breaking spirit.
Uyu mweya wokuputsa machair.
Be not you therefore like unto them.
Naizvozvo musafanana navo.
For your father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him.
Nokuti baba wenyu vanoziva zvamunoshayiwa musati makumbira kwavari.
After this manner therefore pray.
Zvino imi nyengeterai kudai.
Our father,
baba vedu,
which art in heaven,
vari kudenga,
hallowed be thy name,
zita renyu ngari kudzwe,
thy kingdom come,
ushe wenyu ngauye,
thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven,
kuda kwenyu ngakuitwe panyika sezvakunoitwa kudenga.
Give us this day our daily bread,
mutipei nhasi zvokudya zvedu zvinotiringana,
and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Mutikanganwirewo mhosva dzedu sezvatinokanganirwawo vane mhosva
nesu. And lead us not into temptation.
Regai kutiisa pakuedzwa.
But deliver us from evil.
Asi mutirwirei pano wakaipa.
For thine is the kingdom.
Nekuti ushe ndohwenyu.
And the power.
Nesimba.
And the glory.
Nekubwinya.
Forever. Amen.
Nekusingaperi. Amen.
For if you forgive men their trespasses,
nokuti kana muchikanga vavo,
your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Baba venyu vari kudenga vachakukanganwirayo imi.
But
asi
if you forgive not men their trespasses,
kana musingakanganwire vanhu kudarika kwavo,
neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Baba venyu havanga kukanganwiriwo imi kudarika kwenyu.
Thank you very much for honoring the word of God. You may take your seats.
Maita henyu nekuremekedza shoko ramwari, garai zvenyu pasi.
Much of my time is going to be devoted on much reading.
Nguva yangu yakawanda ichange ichive pakuverenga.
I believe it is going to explain itself.
Ndinotenda kuti zvichangozvibudira zvega pachena.
We have just read Matthew 6 here.
Tabva mukuverenga Matthew 6 pano.
Christ teaching on prayer.
Kristu achidzidzisa manyengetererwo.
Brother George Martin devoted about an hour to this teaching.
Brother George Martin vakapedza ingaita hour vachitidzidzisa zvemunamato.
So I'm not going to take much time on that.
Handisi kuzotora nguva yakadaro pane izvi.
So my title this evening is The Will of the Lord in Important Matters.
Saka musoro wenyaya yangu ndeyekuti kuda kwaMwari mune zvinhu zvakakosha.
The will of the Lord in important matters.
Kuda kwashe mune zvinhu zvakakosha.
And as a subject,
uye sechidzidzo,
Christianity is based upon forgiveness.
Chikristu chine nheyo yacho pakuregerera.
Hanzi ukarega kuregerera vamwe kukanganisa kwavo kunyange baba vako vari kumusoro kudenga vakuregerera.
If you don't forgive others their trespasses, our Father who is in heaven will not forgive you your own trespasses.
Auregerere munhu asina chakukanganisira.
You don't forgive someone who has not trespassed against you.
Unotoregerera anenge atokukanganisira.
You have to forgive that one who would have trespassed against you.
Anenge ataura zvakaipisisa.
Who have spoken evil
pamusoro pako iwe,
about you,
mudzimai wako,
or your wife,
vana vako,
or your children,
kereke yako,
and your church,
kana mwari wako,
or your God.
Unoregerera.
You will forgive.
Nekuti Christianity is based upon forgiveness.
Nekuti chikristu chakazembera pakuregerera.
Hakuna measure.
There is no measure.
Yekuti anitadzira zvakati.
That how he has seen trespassed how many times.
Nekuda kwekuti andiita inonzi pachirungu character assassination.
Because you would have done what they call in English kuuraya zita rako kurisvibisa.
Saka munhu iye Mwari une zvamungamuitirowo.
So God, may you do something for that person.
Kana wakadaro,
if you are like that,
nzvimbo yako iri panapa,
you must run to the altar.
Nekuti haukodzere kupinda kudenga.
Because you are not fit for heaven.
Hazvina basa kuti ataura kuti kudii.
It doesn't matter what has been spoken.
Nekuti Christianity,
because Chikristu
is based upon forgiveness.
Chakazembera pakuregerera.
If you don't forgive people their trespasses,
kana usingaregere vanhu kudarika kwavo,
neither will your Father in heaven forgive you.
Kana baba ari kudaiva hanga kuregererewo iwe.
Pakadi apa.
How do you take that?
Mwana wako arowa.
Your child has been beaten.
Ataurwa zvakaipa pamusoro pake.
He has been scolded.
Aurayiwa.
He has been killed.
Meda iyo yato yapa namo ipapo kuzokubata maoko.
That the murderer actually comes to the funeral to pay his last respects.
What is your reaction?
Iwe uchadaira sei.
Kana wakugona kumuregerera.
If you are able to forgive that one,
you are living next door to heaven.
Wagara pedyo nedenga.
You are a candidate of rapture.
Uri nhengo yekubvutwa.
And we all want to make it for the rapture.
Uye tose tiri kukunda kupinda mukubvutwa.
Nothing short of perfect love.
Chose chisingakwane parudo rwakakwana.
Who ever enter there?
Achife chakapinda uko.
Hazvina basa kuti unoite chii.
Doesn't matter what you do.
Zvakanaka zvaunoitira isu vanhu.
Even the good things that you do for us.
Kutengera vaparidzi masutu.
Buying suits for the preachers.
Kuvatengera ganda renzou.
And buying leather shoes and leather belts.
Nedzimba nemotokari.
Even cars.
Zvakanaka izvozvo.
That is good.
Asi.
But
kana usina
If you don't have the spirit of forgiveness,
it's all in vain.
Zose zvauri kuita izvo hazvina maturo.
Christianity
chikristu
is based upon forgiveness.
Chakazembera pakuregerera.
Hazvina basa kuti akutadzira zvakadii.
It doesn't matter how much they've sinned against you.
Shoko munondo.
The word of God is a sword. It cuts even the one who's holding it. Are we together? How many are not enjoying this sermon? You are all enjoying it. Let me add on. So it will bless us. Because we also want to make it. We are all striving, contending to
go.
So let me give you the stencil. If you want to make it. No, we are not singing that song that if you want to make it, first defeat the devil.
No, tangwa dingura Satan. Anditika?
Amen.
Here
we are saying, if you want to make it,
you must have perfect love. The love of God.
The poet started to write about the love of God.
I think if I'm not mistaken, apeza kunyora.
After finishing writing, he wanted to commit suicide because he had spoken about the love of God. Because the death of Christ, he is coming in the flesh. It was the love of God.
Oh, love of God. What must you do in important matters?
There are important matters in life. Your daughter is about to get married. Your son wants to get married. You have things that you desire in your life. Certain things you don't even pray over them. But there are other important matters. That before you make that decision,
you look 9 times. And you make 1 step.
You don't just walk haphazardly. You walk soberly. You don't walk. You don't need to be hazy. You need to have open eyes. So you can see clearly. You don't have to be drunk.
Important decisions.
In times of important decisions. There are things that can make you drunk that are not alcohol. Some of them are gossip. Gossip can intoxicate you to the level that it can be so painful when you hear about it. I enjoy this certain story. Three ministers went to fish. When they were fishing, they said, where we are here, there is no one who is not a sinner. We cannot confess to the congregation. Let's all confess to one another here. And the first one started. I have got a weakness. Nemari. I take money, I steal. The other one said, I've got a weakness with women. Then the other one said, I also have got my own weakness. What I have heard, I must tell someone. Don't have the weakness of gossiping. Pastor Chesa. He spoke about a certain story.
The gladiators.
About the gladiators.
The one who was
the better one was a Christian. They will enter into the arena and start to fight. They start with the animals like lions and they kill them.
So this Christian
fought and killed these other animals. Then came this giant of a man. This man was a real giant and who was a true gladiator. But when he entered the arena, and just a short while, he was down. He was about to stab him. And he looked at the emperor. And the emperor said, yes, go on. When he wanted to stab him, he couldn't. And he rose up. And they started wrestling. And he went on top of him. When he was about to stab him, look to the emperor. And the emperor and said, go ahead. Stab him.
I refused to kill a man.
He was a Christian.
Christians, they don't assassinate.
Ma Christu avaura evano, avasi mondi.
Under what circumstance?
Zisine chikonzero chanzo.
You will never find a Christian there.
Aumbo vaka wana mu Christu ari pakati pe mondi.
Regardless.
Zisine.
Of the situation.
Kuti mamiro acho
agadi. There is no a Christian that assassinate another character of a Christian.
Apana mu Christu anouraya mumwe munhu.
Prove me wrong.
Ndi pikisei nezvakarurama.
Prove me wrong.
Ndiunzirei chikonzero chakarurama.
Prove me wrong.
Ndiunzirei zvikonzero
zvakarurama. There is no a Christian.
Hakuna muKristu.
That speaks evil of another Christian.
Anotaura zvakaipa pamusoro pemwe muKristu.
May God forgive us.
Dai Mwari vatiregerera.
He said, forgive our trespasses.
Vakati tiregerereyo kudarika kwedu.
As we forgive them those that do trespass against us.
Sekuregerera kwatinoita avo vanotidarikirawo.
If you have done it,
kana wakazviita,
Christ said, go and sin no more.
Kristu ari kuti chirega kuenda kunotadza zve.
Never go that route again.
Chirega kunodzokorora zvawaregererwa izviwe.
Repentance is associated with pain.
Kutendeuka kunobatanidzwa nemarwadzo.
If there is no pain, there is no repentance.
Kana pasina marwadzo hapana kutendeuka.
You regret.
Unotozvidemba.
Why you did it?
Kuti ndakambozviita seiko.
Unodemba.
You regret.
Vakomana.
Hey, boys.
Chandaka zviitira chii?
Why did I do it?
Komanga muri kupi vakomana ndichiita zvakadai.
Why were you boys when I was doing
this? Ndibatsira sei kutaura varume vakuru
kudai. Why were you helping me to assassinate the character?
Sigira kudai pane zvinhu zvandakaita.
Supporting me to do such evil things.
It's wrong.
Zvakaipa.
I'm a Christian.
Ndiri muKristu.
Saka wona imesi yandaita.
Now look the mess that I'm in.
Marumwe zurayo.
The day before yesterday.
I don't know how you're going to interpret this.
And kuti zvichazobuda sei pakududzirwa.
Ndakarota ndamwa doro.
I dreamt drinking beer.
Ranga riri mucup.
It was in a cup.
But haina kunditira mushe doro iroro.
But it did not do good to me to drink that beer.
Ndobva ndaisa sugar.
Then I put sugar.
Kuti zviite.
So that it can maybe taste better. It doesn't matter what you have added.
Doro idoro chet.
Alcohol is alcohol.
Rino daka.
It will intoxicate you.
No matter how much you are going to sugarcoat it.
Hazvina basa kuti uchada kuziputiridza putiridza.
You might coat it.
Unogona kuda kuziputiridza
kuti.
Kuti apa chokwadi chaipo.
The condition.
Mamira changa ripo.
Causes me to talk about
you. You are
not a Christian, my brother.
Thou
must not drink
beer. Don't put sugar or even honey. Thinking that it will not intoxicate you. You are lying. You go to hell.
Makuwaiwayo.
That gossiping.
Uka sugar quota.
If you try to coat it. Even your boss
at work.
It doesn't mean only believers.
Love here. Your enemies. As you love yourself.
You don't backbite your boss. And in Shona they said. When you are talking about the king. Go on top of a mountain. Because you will hear it. there is a bird that will hear it and tell the king. Read your Bible. There are people who thought that it would not get to the king. And Shimei was told that king did not say that Shimei must not go over this boundary. Now he has gone above the boundary, beyond. There is a bed that will tell. But if it does not happen here on earth, when cross Jordan, now there is no hypocrisy there. You might come here in a casket and the pastor say, oh, what a great loss. Maybe it's not a loss to the church. Maybe we have not lost anything. Because that person was he or she a true child of God? You might say, what are you saying? I'm talking about you in the casket here.
Are we sure going to say,
this one has made it to heaven? I'm talking about you when you are come in a casket here. And those wheels will be making noise going to the hearse. Will you be going to heaven? I'm not talking about another place, but I'm talking to you. With all that you have been doing, that you know yourself.
Man, repented sins.
Zili zvako zvisina kutende
uka. Secret sins.
Zili zvako zvakavanzika.
Shosho wakati D apa.
For real, if you die, if you fall dead.
Right now.
Yes, you know. Unonzi waenda kudenga here. Will you make it to heaven? We will be saying you have made it to heaven. Because we will testify he was one of us. But I'm asking you, are you so sure that you will make it?
Are you sure kuti uchange uriko?
Une chokwadi kuti ndenge uri kudenga?
Nezvangu chiita.
With what you were doing.
My secret sins.
Zvivi zvako zvakavanzika.
Ah. Uri kumboti iko.
What are you saying?
Ndikuti nothing perfect of love.
Ndirikuti hakuna chisina rudo rwakakwana.
Whoever enter there.
Chichapindako.
Hazvina basa kuti chichawaita.
Doesn't matter what you have done.
Chicha usina kuita.
Or what you did not do.
Asi kana usina perfect love.
But if you don't have perfect love.
Let me hurry.
Regai ndikurumidze.
You never make it. Question and answers.
Aungu pawakakunda.
16:1:10:15, 163 to 188. How do you feel is the best way to find the Lord? How do you feel is the best way to find the Lord's will in some important matters? Let me see if I can get the continuity to it. How do you feel is the best way to find the Lord's will in important matters? That was question and answers.
It was question and answers. The prophet was asked the question. How do I know is the will of God?
I tell you, dear friend, the best way to find the will of God in some important matters is prayer. See? Now, let me... Here is a wonderful thing here. If you have a matter that is very important, here is the way I do it. I take it before the Lord, and it's always been my strength. I wait upon the Lord and see what He says, and just let myself neutral to it. Don't take either side and say, now Heavenly Father, it can. Now He's saying, He waits upon God because he had the privilege of seeing visions. Can you just go beyond that, brother? I would not advise you to do that. That is to wait upon God to see a vision.
Because it's
just some people that has visions and some does something else.
Where you do
something else that I could do, where you do something else that I could not do, maybe in your way of serving the Lord, I do something that you could not do. See, God deals with us differently.
And
so I would, if I was in your place and didn't have visions from before the Lord, I would just wait upon the Lord and say, Lord, now you show me what is the decision to make. And then where you feel led to do it, then just wait just a little bit. Then wait a little while longer. And see which way, which side you lean towards, which way the Spirit say, now, Father, in my heart, you know,
what
it doesn't matter, but I want to know what you want to do about it. When you pray, say, thy will be done. And I'm referring to important matters. Not your will.
Kwete kuda kwako.
Remember, God makes no mistake.
Rangarirai mwari havakanganise.
Mwari ana mistake ya aneita.
God does not make a mistake.
Paspezua.
Under the sun.
Aripo iraka mbeti wa mistake na mwari atarize nekusumuka achallenge mwari kutini makanditra mistake.
Is there a witness who can show by raising a hand that he can say and testify God made a mistake?
God makes no mistake.
Mwari havana mistake ya wanoita.
Chitaurwa icho icho chakandibatsira chaizvo.
That statement helped me so much.
Pandaka tora driver's license yangu.
When I got my driver's license,
ndakanzi na anonzani instructor.
The instructor said to me,
pana angwa paipe.
Eti angwa.
Turn left.
Tena ku left.
Ndovanda tera ku ndaenda ku outer lane. Instead of the center lane, and he said,
do you see that you made a mistake?
And from the blue, I said, it's only God that doesn't make mistakes.
From then on, it was quiet in the vehicle. I was having trouble changing the gears. You know it when you are Helena. When we got back to VIT Eastley. And he said, go to room 5. And I got to room 5. You know, at that spot. And I was defending myself. I did that because of this.
So can sign up.
And he said, sign here. And I was given my driver's license. The reason that I was given that driver's license, God was just happy with what I said.
Could God makes no
mistake
in your life.
Mupenyo wako. There's no mistake that God made. Even if your child died, it's not a mistake. Even if your wife died, it's not a mistake. Even your husband who died, it's not
God
a mistake.
God makes no mistake. Just wait upon the Lord. What do you want me to do, Lord, here? Thy will be done as it is in heaven. And go on rejoicing. God will meet you halfway. God will meet you halfway. God makes no mistake.
Mare havana mistake.
Can I revenge repetition? I'm guilty of this. God makes no mistake.
Mare havana mistake.
Whatever happens in your life,
it's
not a mistake. You just say, God, I don't understand. But you know the best for me. You are still working on me to make me what I ought to be. But I don't understand. But thy will be done as it is in heaven.
Amen.
But what does he say?
Asianoti.
Forgive.
Regerera.
Can you see the condition?
Murukuona ere zirango.
Forgive.
Regerera.
Peter one time said.
Peter paneme ngo akati.
How many times shall I forgive my brother?
Ndinoregerera kangani hama yangu?
Ka seven ere.
7 times.
No, Peter.
No, quite Peter.
70 times 70.
70 times 70.
Ka 490.
Ka 490.
70 times 7, rather.
70 times 7.
Ka 490.
Unoregera munhu 490 times.
Brother Kudzi, pazuva.
Brother Kudzi, every day.
Pazuva.
Daily.
Ka 490.
490 times daily.
Brother
Marunya spoke bad about
me. Ndichingokutadzirai kusvika ka 490.
And yeah, I will be doing evil against you 490 times.
You are justified. Good Lord, according to your word.
He has done
490
times.
If he does it again, I think it will be
491.
That will be breaking the scripture. What must I do? What must I do in important matters? Pray. When you feel led, wait. Wait a bit longer. Because it's very important. When something is very important, you don't do it hurriedly. You are sober. You take your time. And tamba angu chess.
I don't play chess.
Asinda kamboona vanhu tamba chess.
But I've seen chess players.
Vanomira.
They wait.
Votasa all the odds.
Ova vatarisa zvose.
1 hour kangotarisa.
1 hour.
Ndirikutaura vanhu vanotamba chess ne draft.
I'm talking about people who play chess and draft.
What about important matters?
Ko mune zvinhu zvakakosha.
Muchechi yaMwari.
In the church of God.
You don't do it hurriedly.
Haikona kumhanya.
Ari kuda kuhwina tsoro.
He wants to defeat
a draft.
He wants to defeat his opponent.
But he looks 9 times.
Asi ano nyatsoku mira.
If I move it this way,
ndikafamba ne apa,
he's gonna do it that way.
Achabuda ne uku.
Then he waits.
Omirira.
If I'm not mistaken,
kana ndisinga kanganise,
I heard that they might even take 24 hours without a move.
Ndakanzwa kuti vanogona kutora 24 hours pasina mumwe ambofamba kana pisi imwe.
Vachi study chete.
Just studying.
Asutaura izvozvo.
I'm not dwelling more on that.
Tukutaura on important matters.
Tukutaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvakakosha.
What you must do.
Zvaunofanira kuita.
That is the way I do about meetings sometime.
Ndo zvandinoita izvi kana ndichida kuita musangano dzimwe nguva.
Ko Christ akaita sei?
What did Christ do?
When he had a very important matter.
Paakanga ine nyaya yakakosha.
The important matter of Christ.
When he
was on earth, what was his most important matter? Let's look at Luke 22:39.
Luke 22:39.
And he came out and went as he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him.
Zvino vakabuda akaenda kugomere miorivhi sezvaaisiita nevadzidzi vake vakamutevera.
Faster. And when he was at the place,
wakati asvika panzvimbo iyo,
he said unto them,
akati kwavari,
pray,
nyengeterai,
that you enter not into temptation,
kuti murege kupinda pakuedzwa.
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed.
Akaparadzana nawo chinhambo chingasvika ibwe kana rikaposherwa akapfugama akanyengetera.
Apa ndiri kutaura munhu muridzi wechikristu.
I'm talking about the author of Christianity.
Muridzi wacho.
The author of Christianity.
Ari kumboita sei?
What is he doing?
He's demonstrating.
Ari kutiratidza.
They say demonstration is better than explanation.
Vakati muenzaniso uri nani kudarika kutsanangura.
And he is praying and saying, Father.
Ari kunamata chiti baba.
If thou be willing.
Kana muchida,
remove this cup from me.
Disai mukonde mukombe uyu kwandiri.
Nevertheless,
asi zvisinei,
not my will.
Kuda kwete kuda kwangu,
but thine be done.
Asi kwenyu kuda ngakuitwe.
And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him.
Ipapo mutumwa akaonekwa naye wakabva kudenga akamusimbisa. That's what happens to you,
Nguva
my brother. In those times of
importance,
in times of stress, they come angels to strengthen
and
you.
And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly.
Zino ari pakutambudzika kukuru, wakanyanya kunyengetera.
And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Ziyarake rikaita samadonho eropa akadonhera pasi.
That was his very important matter.
Ndiyo yakanga iri nguva yake yakakosha.
Hapana imwe matter yanga iri important kupinda ichi.
There was no other important matter than this.
So you wanted to take a decision.
Vaifana kutora sarudzo.
What must I do?
Ndoiteiko.
Should I let this cup pass or should I drink it? But he said, thy will be done. As it is in heaven.
How many times have you done the same?
Thy will be done. As it is in heaven. And when he arose from prayer and was coming to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow and said unto them, why sleep
you?
Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Pama important matters auvate.
In important matters, you don't sleep.
Christ anaguvata.
Christ didn't sleep.
Angane important matter.
He had an important matter before him.
That
father, shall I drink this cup or shall this cup pass?
But thy will
asikuda kwenyu
be done
ngako itwe,
as it is in heaven.
Sezwa zviri kudenga.
Ah. Kwa Hezekiah akaita sei?
What about Hezekiah? What
when he had
do?
A very important matter.
Panga inye yakakosha.
2 Kings 19 verse 1 to 7.
2 Kings 19 verse 1 to 7.
In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea the son. And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it.
So akaitika kuti mambo Hezekiah az akazvinzwa.
He rent his clothes.
Akabharura hanzu dzake.
And covered himself with sackcloth.
Akazvifukidza nemasaga.
And went into the house of the Lord.
Akapinda muimba ya Jehovah.
He had a very important matter.
Anga aine nyaya akakosha.
His sorrow was unto death.
Akanga akasuruwara pamoyo.
And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. Go on.
Zino akatuma.
Third verse. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. Can you see here? So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall you say
Isaiah
to your master, thus say the Lord, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria hath blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I'll cause him to fall by the sword in his own land.
Uchanzwa guu ndokudzokera kunyika yake, ndichamuraisa nomunondo munyika yake.
Can you see?
Murikuona
zvakaitika apa?
It happened.
It was a very important matter to Hezekiah.
Changa yanga iri nyaya yakakosha kuna Hezekiah.
Saka kana une nyaya yakakosha hama yangu.
So if you have an important matter, my brother,
tsvaga imba yaMwari.
Go to the house of the Lord.
Seek
the house of the Lord.
When
you go into the house of the Lord,
Anna
was troubled because of being barren. And she went into the house of the Lord. It didn't matter that the priest or the pastor had black sleeves.
Saka pastor kaona mukadzi angora mba chingo taura taura taura.
This woman is just speaking and mumbling.
Confused.
And he was confused. What's happening on this woman?
Conclude that she is drunken.
And the pastor concluded this woman is drunk. How long will you remain drunk? Why do you come to the house of the Lord drunk?
I'm sorry, this is son of Belial.
I'm sorry, I'm not a daughter of Belial.
I'm pouring my heart before the Lord. Come
to the house of the Lord. Don't stay home. Come to the house of the Lord. If this one is the house of the Lord, come here. And start to pray when you come. Now, myself, how I came into this church, I had had a dream. When this church was under construction,
and I said,
if the pulpit would come to the side that I am,
congregation
and the congregation would be sitting looking towards the east,
according to the dream and akaona
maringene chiroto changu,
zvinoratidza kuti iko ndo church kwangu manje kuri kuvakwa.
It shows that, it proves that that is my church.
Kunyange ndakanga ndiri kuno since what, 1980, is it?
Even though I was here since 1980,
asi payanga kuvakwa ine,
but when this building was
I
under construction,
I had that kind of a dream.
Ndakava nekurota kwakadaro,
ndikati kana kuri kwandofanira kuenda uku,
if this is the church that I must go,
pulpit
my church, the pulpit must be this side. And the people must look towards the east. And it happened. Now I am in the house of
God. I am in the right
place. So when I'm praying, I am not confused. When I'm disturbed there,
I know this is the house of the Lord.
Unto
me. And this is what
I don't know how God spoke to
me.
But God spoke to me. That this one is my God's house. This is where I worship my God.
This is my best place.
Better than all other places that I know. This is Ezekiel.
Gatende pa 34, brother.
Let's go to 34, brother.
Ansuda kutora nguva, tuda kupa nguva yakakwana kunamata. For I will defend this city to save it. For my own sake. And for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000.
185,000. Killing, smote.
And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses.
Zvino vakati vachimuka mangwanani vakawana zvava zvituna zvose.
Munoziva zvakakonzerwa naizvi.
Do you know what caused this?
Yanga iri trouble kuna Hezekiah.
It was a trouble to Hezekiah.
He had a very important matter.
Anga nenyaya yakakosha.
Akasaka chaita sei.
And he said, what man has, must
let
I
me
do?
Go in the house of the Lord.
Regandiende kuimba yashe.
Ko Elijah akaita sei?
What did Elijah do?
Panga important matter.
When he had an important matter.
Let us go to 1 Kings 18.
And he kuna madzimambo ekutanga 18.
41 to 44.
41 kusvika 44.
And Elijah said unto Ahab.
Eria akati kuna Ahab.
Get thee up.
Chirongedza.
Eat and drink.
Mudye munwe.
For there's a sound of abundance of rain.
Nekuti kunoungana kunoungwa.
So Ab went
Ab
to eat and to drink because Elijah and Angari pastor.
So Ahab to
and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times.
If it might appear like nothing is happening, and you say, it's been a long time since I've been coming. Continue to come. One day is going to be well. You are going to witness it. You are going to smile. You are going to testify that God does not make a mistake. That's what they did when they had important matters. They went before the Lord.
But God meets his appointments.
Asimari, vano uya pose pavano kokwa.
Christianity
Chikristo
is based upon forgiveness.
Chaka zembera pakuregerera.
Let us look at Christ at the cross.
23,
look.
Luke 23.
Verse 28. But Jesus, turning unto them, said,
as Jesu wakatende ukira kwavari akati,
daughters of Jerusalem,
vakunda ve Jerusalema,
weep not for me,
musandi chema ini,
but weep for yourselves,
asi zichemei imi,
and for your children.
Navana venyu.
Allow me to say,
nditendereyo nditaure ndichiti,
daughters of Eastley,
vakunda ve Eastley,
weep not for Pastor Chesa,
musachema Pastor Chesa,
but weep for yourselves,
asi zichemei imi,
and for your children.
Navana venyu.
Muchanakizwa neku.
You are going to enjoy where we are going as we continue reading. It's very interesting. I wish
but
if I would just close there.
Overlook this.
Asa,
Christ akuenda pamuchinji kwa kunofa.
When Christ was going towards Calvary to die, he said, don't cry for me.
Zicheme imimi.
Cry for yourselves.
Tiritese.
Are we together? Don't be troubled by those who die in Christ. You deal with your own matters. Now deal with your own matters. Don't be troubled by the dead. Where will you be yourself?
Are you going to make it?
Don't cry. Don't fall down. Ask yourself, as you are seated there, when it comes to you, where will you be?
Weep not for those that are gone beyond.
Cry for your own self. Feel pity for
yourself.
When I come to Jordan,
no deathbed confessions.
Kuti
brother, muzo nitauriraka onini yeyo kuti zviya zviya paipa ndakamutamba.
Brother, may you tell that so and so that I cheated him.
Can you tell pastor ningirikini kuti paipa ika andina kunge ndichirevesa?
Brother, may you tell the pastor that I did not tell the truth.
Those are deathbed confessions.
Ukukureurura panhove yerufu.
We are not judges.
Isusu hatinga goni
kutonga vanhu. God is the judge.
Mwari ndiwo mutongi.
We can never be qualified to tell that this one is going to heaven or this one is going to hell.
Isa hatina kukodzera kuti titi uyu apinda denga uyu aenda gehena.
Asine zvatinoona nemabasa tinoziva kuti uyu apinda.
But with the works and what we see, we know
but
this one is
made. But the finality is concluded in heaven.
Asi medzi
so we are not privileged to know that.
Isu hatina mukana
wekwasa kuziva. Father Abraham vakanzi ne uya uya mujaya zvikanzi ko
Lazarus was Abraham was told by the rich young ruler that may you tell this one to go down. There are preachers down there. Amen. They must believe the ones on earth, not one comes from the dead. Coming from the dead.
And a Pastor G.
Pastor G. And come to strengthen you. You are strengthened by us.
Stephen.
Acts 7:56.
I'm saying Christianity is based upon forgiveness.
Ndikuti chiKristu chakazembera pakuregerera.
and said, "Behold, I see heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul.
Zino zvapupu zvakaisa nguo dzadzo patsoka dzejaya rainzi Sauro.
Paul angari paper, Stephen achifa.
Paul was there when Stephen was being stoned.
Yes, he was so happy.
Achifara ngaura iwe,
achifara. And they stoned Stephen,
vakamutaka namabwe,
calling upon God,
achidana achiti,
saying, "Lord Jesus,
Ishe Jesu,
receive my spirit."
Gamuchirai mweya wangu.
Aparikundinakidza
apa. I like this part.
Lord Jesus,
Ishe Jesu,
receive my spirit.
Gamuchirai mweya wangu.
Are
you going to testify the same when you die?
It's
just a question.
Or they
will come,
tema,
men in black
chain,
with chains.
Uri hospital pa Gomapo.
And you are at the Harare hospital.
Vovati uyu.
And they say, "This one."
Unengo chizvinzwa.
And you hear their voices.
Ende unengo chinazvosva kuti ndiwo urikutaurwa.
And you know they are talking about me.
Chains zacho ndiwo unodzinzwa.
And you are the only one who hears the chains.
Vamwe vadzinzwe.
Everyone else will not hear it.
Iwobva utanga kuramba.
And you start to refuse.
Ndiregedze.
Hey, leave me.
Vanogoshapiswa kuti chichiri.
And people will be surprised, what's happening?
Leave me.
Don't touch me. When a person is dying,
he so oscillates between this world and the other world.
Sometimes it looks like he's confused. No, he's not. I'm giving you a tip. He's not confused. He's now in reality. He now sees his end. Destiny beckons. I will read for you if time allows. Destiny beckons.
Now,
when my friend, when you are dying, there is no hypocrisy on that day. One said when he was dying, call the pastor. And the pastor was outside smoking a pipe. And the pastor came expecting to hear good compliments.
You hypocrite.
And you didn't tell me the truth. When you are dying, there is no hypocrisy. You are going to be ashamed. But you will not be. The one who feel ashamed for you are those who witness you. It will be evidence to know this one has made it or not on the deadbed. You will not be a hypocrite, right? You don't pretend like Brother Boswell, like greeting the saints. You will not be a hypocrite there.
Upenyu wako uchakupupurira. Blessed are those that die in Christ.
Vakaropafadzwa vanofamba na Kristo. I'm talking about you. When you die,
what is going to happen to you?
I don't know
what they call you.
And this is
what you are. Or what you say about yourself. When you
die, it will all come out.
And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge."
Ishe musavapa mhosva yechivi ichi.
And when he had said this,
akati areva izvozvo,
he fell asleep.
Akavata.
Kufa kunonakidza ko.
This is a good death. This is a good way to die.
Yakona ngofa zvese zvese.
Don't just die anyhow.
Kufa uchiruma ruribe, kufa uchiramba, kufa uchikika.
Dying and refusing to die.
Fingers akati tande,
fighting
tande,
and hey,
uchisumuka.
And you rising up.
Chiti ndaramba ndipe ma orange.
And you say, "Give me oranges."
Ndaramba ndipe ma orange.
I don't want to die. Give me oranges.
Bunzai brother Mabugu ka.
Ask brother Mabugu.
Ndaramba.
I'm refusing.
Ndipei ma orange.
Give me oranges.
Ndaramba kufa.
I refuse to die.
Kufa kurambwe shamwari.
You don't deny death. You don't refuse death because the one who is dying is actually enjoying the experience. But it's us who cry inside. But the one who's going is enjoying the transformation. It's really enjoyable. Now, if you talk about really enjoying,
because
there is where you enjoy.
Reality,
all other things are vain, but that one will be reality.
In the day that you eat, that day you shall surely
die. Mazuro kwazo uchafa.
Pakufa ipapo.
On that death day.
No pass. No one can come to Joshua. Umunu afa.
Now it will be evident that this one is dying.
Kana kuti munhu avete.
Or this one is sleeping.
Christianity.
Chikristu.
Is based upon forgiveness.
Chaka zembera pakuregerera.
Father, forgive them.
Baba, varegerere.
They do not know what they are doing.
Nekuti havazive zvavanoita.
Message of grace.
Maridzo yenyasha.
155. Quickly now.
Tichikurumidza.
Quickly now. Message of grace, paragraph 155, 162.
Maridzo yenyasha, paragraph 155.
About this young man that murdered the son of a king.
Pamsoro pe manakomana uyu akauraya manakomana wamambo.
Whilst you are searching,
muchiri kutsvaga henyu.
I'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Chaenda kuna vakorinde vekutanga chitsauko 13.
Don't go to 1 Corinthians 13.
Imi musainde kuna vakorinde vekutanga chaku. Chitsauko 13.
1 Corinthians 13.
Vakorinde vekutanga chitsauko 13.
Just display that message of grace.
Imi ingoisai quotation ye message of grace.
Nothing short of perfect love.
Chiyose chisina rudo rwakakwana.
Whoever enter there.
Achikwanise kupinda
ku Christianity.
Chikristu
is based upon forgiveness.
Chaka zembera pakuregerera.
Kana usingagone kuregerera.
If you cannot forgive,
munhu anofa.
A person will die.
Nezva akanditira handimbomuregerera.
This one, I will die with it. I will never forgive him because of what he or she did.
Kana iri hama yako.
If it's your relative,
iri kudaro.
Who's testifying like that?
Rufu rwake runorwadza.
His or her death will be a very painful one.
Haruna kidza.
Will not enjoy that death.
Munhu anofa achiramba kuregerera mumwe.
A person who dies without forgiving others.
According to the Urim Thummim.
Zvichienderana ne Urim Thummim.
Zvake hazviregererwo futi.
His or her sins will not be forgiven also.
Tambotaura kuti hazvina basa kuti watadzirwa zvakadii.
We spoke and said it doesn't matter what has been done to you.
Vamwe sister vangati akandipa HIV.
Another sister can say, no, he infected me with HIV.
I will
never forgive him. Your husband will make it to heaven.
Because
he will just come and say, I am sorry I committed adultery. And God will forgive him, but you are dying and you are sick because you cannot forgive.
Forgive. So that your sins will also be forgiven. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels,
and
have not charity. Thank you, young man, Sorai, when you sang this song, The Love of God. If I have no love, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Ndavasendarira dzinorira nedare rinongoti ngwere ngwere.
Ngatimboonai rudo ruchitsanangurwa.
Let's see love being expounded.
And though I have the gift of prophecy,
kunyange ndine chipo chekuprofita.
Chekuti brother Marunya musafamba nenzira iyo yamunofamba nayo nekuti mangwana muchaita accident pakona po.
That brother Marunya, don't use that road you want to use because you have an accident at that corner.
I am
not seeing you dying, but your car will be a wreck. And I forget and I go that route. And exactly it happens like that. And you have such exact prophecies, but without love.
And you understand all mysteries.
And all knowledge.
and have all faith so that you could remove mountains, if not charity, you are nothing.
And though
I bestow all my goods to feed the poor,
and
though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long.
Do you have this kind of love?
If you are short-tempered,
peradventure, the sicknesses you have are coming from that temper.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. My Christians have kindness.
Christians have kindness. They are not cruel.
Satan can never love.
Satan akwani se kuti ade.
Charity envieth not.
Rudo aruna godo.
Charity vaunteth not itself.
Rudo aruna manyawi.
Is not puffed up.
Aruzi kudzi.
Kana munhu akugara next door to heaven.
When a person is staying close to heaven,
anoshaisha kuzvikudzira.
He has no reason to be puffed up. He has no reason or justification to be puffed up.
Doth not behave itself unseemingly.
Rudo haruiti zvisingafaniri.
Eh. Anozvibata nenzira kwayo.
He behaves himself seemingly.
Seeketh not her own.
Haruzvitsagiri zvaro.
Is not easily provoked.
Harutsamwi.
Thinketh no evil.
Aruna zvishuva.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity.
Harufariri zvisakarurama.
But rejoiceth in truth.
Asi runofarira zvokwadi.
Message of grace.
Maridzo enyasha.
God's grace is like this.
Nyasha dzamari dzakafanana.
Let me tell you a story in ending.
Rega ndikuudze nyaya ndichipedza.
One time there was a mighty king.
Pane imwe
nguva paive mambo mukuru. And this mighty king had a son.
Mukuru
mambo mukuru. And it was his only son.
Ari iye mwana komana
ega. One day a murderer killed that boy.
And
through that kingdom went the delegates hunting for that murderer. They finally found that murderer. And when they found him, they brought him back and imprisoned him. And when they did, a trial was set and the sentence was made. Oh, it was a terrible thing. He had murdered the king's son. And he knew what was coming to him. They put him into the inner cells. They locked the doors. They put pegs on it so no one and guards around it. Because we know what a kind of a horrible punishment this boy was going to receive.
Because
he killed the king's son. The royal king's son. Guards was placed all around the doors. He was put in inner cells.
Stripped
with nothing but a loin cloth on.
And
there he was. Set there in that condition, starving.
Wouldn't
give him nothing to
eat.
He was sitting in that condition. Then they brought him out to a trial. He was found guilty and proven guilty. A sentence was made that he was to be executed under horrible capital punishment. He was to be killed by inches. Until his mortal life was gone. Sentenced by judge. He was to die. And he begged and cried and said, though I am guilty, I am sorry that I did that. It's not easy to say I'm sorry. Once you master the mystery behind the word sorry,
ukango bata chakavanzika chiripo pa izwire kuti ndino kumbira regerero.
It's an indication to yourself that you are humble.
Chinhu chinotongozviratidza pauriwe kuti wakazvininipisa.
It's not easy to say I'm sorry.
Hazvisi nyore kuti uti sorry.
I wished I have never done it.
Ndinoshuvira kuti dai ndisina kumbozviita.
You see, that's why I said repentance is associated with regret.
Murikuona zvandataura kuti kutendeuka kunobatanidzwa nekuzvidemba.
I'm sorry that I did it.
Ndine urombo kuti ndakazviita.
In a moment, in a rage of temper, I did it. I didn't mean to do it.
Kanguva kadiki ndakangobatwa nehasha ndobva ndazviita. Ndaisingadi kuzviita.
One day the king went down to the place to visit the boy to tell him, talk to him and tell him about killing his son.
Rimwe zuva mambo akadzika kune mukomana naye kuti vamuudze pamusoro pekuuraya kwakaita mwanakomana wake.
The only son he had, he killed that boy. He said, I'm going down to talk to him.
And
when he went down there, he looked back in that cage. Like a caged in animal. He saw his little skinny body laying back there in a corner crying. His face all sunk in. His jaws sunk back. His eyes way back.
Akaona muviri wake wanga waondoroka, aondoroka zvekuti chiso chake shaya dzanga dzawira mukati.
Matter was all in his eyes and his mouth was all whited over.
Ane mabori kose kose muromo wake wakachenuruka.
No water, thirsty, laying back there on his face.
Asina mvura ine nyota, akarara akagara achichema.
The king said, stand up.
Mambo akati sumuka.
He come up to him.
Akauya kuna mambo.
He looked at him, he said,
akamtarisa akati,
why did you kill my son?
Sei wakauraya mwanakomana wangu?
What did my son do to you?
Mwanakomana wangu anga kutadzirei?
What did he do to merit such a death as you killed him?
Anga amboiteiko kuti apo umuponde?
Stabbing him to death with a spear.
Kumubaya nepfumo kusvika pakufa.
Nothing, my lord.
Hapana changaita ishe.
Not one thing.
Kana chime chete zvacho.
Just my own impudence.
Kungori kungoipa kwangu.
Just my own ways.
I
killed him because I was jealous of him.
Ndakangomuurayira godo randakanga ndinaro.
And I got in a temper of fit.
Ndakapinda muhasha.
And killed him.
Ndikamuuraya.
Tasaone zvaunoita kana une temper.
Now, see what you can do with your temper.
Temper haibatsiri.
Temper doesn't help.
Said, I'm to die under your justice.
Zvino ndakufa pasi pekutonga kwenyu.
Say, I realized that. And I deserve to do it. Only thing I'm crying for, that I'm just sorry that I killed that royal man like that without a cause. The king turned on his heels and walked out.
Mambo akatendeuka akabuda.
Went to the desk and said,
akaenda pa desk rake akati,
destroy all the records.
Paradzai nhoroondo yese.
You know, pull them in the sea of forgetfulness. Destroy all the records. Wash him up. And bring him up. I will send down a robe for him. After a while, a great big limousine drove up to the door.
Papera ngwa zilimousine raka shika pamukoa.
When it did,
paraka shika,
a carpet was spread out. The king stood at the end of the limousine and said, come, my son. And ride home with me to the palace. Put the king's robe around his shoulder, he said. From henceforth, you are my son. Because he had pity. That is grace.
How many would not want to have the same done on them? I believe everyone would want the same done on them. Amen. Now, the one who was killed here is not your child. It's your character. It's somebody who spoke evil about you. Or someone who did evil to you.
Why can't you forgive such an one?
Wadi kuregerera munhu iyeye.
He did not know.
Anga asingazivi.
What he was doing.
Saanga achiita.
If he knew.
Dai aiziva.
Anga dai asina kuzviita.
He would not have done that.
Auna ko limousine.
You might not have a limousine.
But just say.
Asi ingoti.
I forgive him.
Ndinomuregerera.
Uone zvinoitika mukati.
And watch what happened in your life.
You must learn to be kind.
Unofanira kudzidza kuva munyoro.
And be good to everybody.
Uye we wakanaka kuvanhu vose.
Love your enemies.
Ida vavengi vako.
Brother Branham came to a point in life.
Brother Branham akasvika pachinhano muupenyu.
That he loved his enemies.
Chekuti vakada vavengi vavo.
Like his friends.
Seshamari dzavo.
Nothing short of perfect love.
Hakuna chisina rudo rwakakwana.
Who ever entered there?
Chichapindako.
Now, as I come to close,
ndichisvika pakupedza.
You know the maniac of Oregon.
Munoziva mupengo weOregon.
I'm not going to read that.
Handisi kuzoverenga nyaya yacho.
But let me paraphrase.
Asi regai ndikupfupikisa.
But there was something that Brother Branham said that is touchy there.
Asi pane chimwe chinhu chakataurwa na Brother Branham chakakosha.
Let's go to I Will Restore.
Ngatiendei kumaridzo inonzi ndichadzoreredza.
54 08 29 paragraph 6. Are you going to make it yourself?
Iwe uchakunda here.
Tafika pa zuva ririkunzi ashes to ashes.
When we get to the day of your death,
dust to dust.
Takuti dota kudota ivu kuivu.
Dust you are.
Iwe urivu.
Thither shall you return.
Uchadzokera kuvu.
Uchangopinda here wewe.
Will you enter?
Kana vatsvene vopinda.
When the saints go marching in.
Uchange uri pakati pavo.
Will you be numbered among them?
Are you sure?
Une chokwadi here?
Iko zvinezvi tiri mupegatori.
Right now we are in purgatory.
Ndokwatinonaswa kuside kunoko.
We are purged on this earth.
Kusere kwegwa kuna munamato.
There is no repentance beyond the grave.
Unotopejwa kunoko.
You are purged here on earth.
Une rombo rakanaka.
You are privileged. That you are still alive with all those sins that you have is the grace of God.
But love, you have noticed in this book. How many have ever read the book? Bless your hand. Did you notice what the maniac?
I believe.
Is that the book you have, Brother Wood?
Is it? Yeah.
The one where the maniac up at Oregon ran out on the platform to kill me. That time, you remember that of reading that book. You know what conquered that fellow? The love of God. I didn't despise that man.
Ini andina kuzvidza mupengo uyu.
Haikona kuzvidza munhu anokukanganisira.
Don't despise the man that does wrong to you.
Quit.
No.
Muramba uchimuremekedza.
Continue to respect him.
There was something happened to me there that I loved him.
Pane chakatoitika kwandiri musiwo chekuti ndakanzwa kumuda.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pemunhu auya kuzokuuraya.
We are talking about a person who has come to kill you.
Auya kuzotaura zvakaipa pamusoro
pako. He came to speak evil about you.
I thought.
Ndakafunga.
Poor fellow.
Murumano nzwisa urombo.
Bound down with this evil spirit.
Akasungwa nemweya wakaipa.
That is what makes him feel like he wants to kill me.
Mweya wakaipa ndiye unoita kuti anzwe kuti anda
kuuraya. The man will do it himself.
Iye murume pachaka hadi kundiuraya.
He is human.
Munhu.
That is what it was.
Ndo zvakanga zviri nyaya yacho.
You see, gentlemen.
Mazviona here, hama.
Brother Branham munyaya I.
Brother Branham in this story.
Vakapfirwa makakararwa.
The man spit on him. Spittle.
Munhu waMwari.
A man of God.
Mprofita.
A prophet.
William Marion Branham.
William Marion Branham.
Aifamba nengirozi.
Who walked with an angel.
Akasvipirwa.
The man spit in his face.
Uyo wakambosvipirwa.
If you had one spit in your face, and when somebody spat in your face, what did you do? Now, follow the example of one who had the same done to him. And let's compare. If you were to die today, with the reaction that you did, and when the saints go marching, will you enter?
Are you sure?
As we come to a close,
Adoption part 2.
Adoption part 2.
Paragraph 219.
Paragraph 219.
Inandabasa nezvimwezvese zvinoitika mupenyu.
And I don't care about a lot of things that happen in life.
Zvinondibata ndezve pa deathbed.
What really touches me is on my deathbed, bazuva rangu rerufu.
I have to put my house in order.
Ndinofanira kugadzirisa upenyu hwangu.
No. House in order.
Ndinofanira kugadzirisa zvinhu zvangu.
House imba.
Ndinofanira kugadzirisa imba yangu.
This body is my house. Is a house also.
Mutumbi uno ndo imba yangu.
House yangu yeku Glenview futi imba iyoyo.
The house in Glenview is another house.
Saka I should put my house in order.
Ndinofanira kugadzirisa imba yangu.
I think that's why I was given another chance.
Ndotenda kuti ndosanga ndakapuwa mumwe mukana.
Kuti mutumbi uno uyu.
That this body, that it become God's tabernacle. But by His grace, it shall be well one of these days.
I know. I'm not afraid of death.
And I'm not afraid of a witch. No matter what kind of a witch. I'm not afraid of tsikamutanda.
And spiritual husbands.
I'm not afraid of zikwambo.
Name them.
Chero zvikanzi.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Muzita ra Jesu Kristo.
I have defeated them.
Ndakazvikunda.
And the other day, what happened to me on that morning?
Rizime zvari achichakaitika kwandiri mangwanani aya.
I don't know. I can't say whether I was here at my body.
Handizive kuti ndanga ndiri muno mumutumbi uno.
Just seen a vision.
Kana
ndakaona chiratidzo. Whether I was taken away from here.
Kana kuti ndakatorwa kubva pano.
Over there quickly. I don't know, I can't say. Only thing I know that I was always afraid of dying. That little place of sting. But not afraid of Jesus would not come get me now. I wasn't afraid of that. Because I didn't fear that, but if I'd meet you and just be a little old mist flying out through the air. That was his bother.
Asikana kuti ndingangosangana nemi pamwe ndingoreka dova rakufamba nemhepo. Ndozva vashupa.
Ha. Kungoreka mist soka gore soka ndichinge
nda. Ndovaka gore just became a mist.
But I see now.
Asindakuyanoona yezvino.
When I seen those people.
Pandakaona vanhu ava.
Hey, I feel like shouting Hosanna here. They were real.
Vanga vari vanhu chaivo.
And they were people.
Vanga vari vanhu.
Who once associated with me here on earth.
Vandakatombo wadzana navo pano panyika.
Even to my first wife.
Kunyange mudzimai wangu kutanga.
She wasn't my wife.
Hanga asiri mudzimai wangu.
She was my sister.
Vanga vahanzvadzi yangu.
She never called me her husband.
Hamana kunditi murume wangu.
She called me her darling brother.
Akati hama inodikanwa.
Precious brother.
Hama yakakosha.
Uku kunonakidza uku.
Ah, this place is so nice.
There was no sex.
Kwanga kusina zvekusangana uri
mai mudzimai. No feelings of that time.
Kwanga kusina manzwiro enyama.
That feeling is satanic.
Manzwiro ya echi Satan.
No feeling of that type.
Hakuna manzwiro
akadaro. It couldn't be.
Hazvikwanisike.
It was perfect.
Kwanga kwakapana.
It was sweetness.
Kwaitapira.
It was perfection.
Kwanga kuine kukwana.
I'm wondering.
Ndiri kungofunga hangu.
I don't know.
Handizive.
I'm wondering.
Ndiri kufunga hangu.
Is that what she seen?
Ndo zvaakaona here?
Before she left the earth.
Asati abva panyika.
That was hope.
Ndi hope.
When she was yonder in the hospital.
Pakanga ari uko kuchipatara.
Oh brother.
Ahama.
Don't call the dead.
I cannot go down our car.
Let them there be there.
They are
rejoicing there. Oh, brother.
Ahama.
One day we're gonna meet them.
Rimizuatisanganao.
In the translation.
Mukushandurwa.
Or when we pass over this life.
Kanatapa mupenyu uno.
Was yonder in that hospital.
Variku
chipatara kuya. When I called here.
Pandaka mudana.
When I said hope, hope, hope.
Pandakati hope, hope, hope.
And she said, why did you call me
Billy?
And I said, what do you mean? I have been escorted with the birds.
neshiri,
flying from one tree to another. What are you talking about? I'm talking about heaven. It is so sweet.
You know, tapira denga.
And she said, Billy, you have preached it. You have talked about it. But she said, you don't know what it is. Paul said, eyes have never seen. Neither has it ever entered in the ears what God has prepared for those that love Him.
The three things are vanity. But suffering will not make you to get to heaven.
Don't
think that suffering will make you to enter into heaven. Suffering is just suffering.
It
doesn't have anything to do with heaven.
Tambuzika, usina kutendeuka, usina perfect love going down.
If you die suffering and you have not repented, you go to hell.
Don't think that
walking
in legs,
thinking that eating grass will make you to get to heaven. There is no heaven for people who eat grass.
You preached about Billy. What are you talking about? I'm talking about heaven.
These things are so sweet.
Brother G
and the others are enjoying this.
Nana Pastor Chesa.
And Pastor Chesa.
Please, let them rest in peace. Let them rest in peace. Let them rest in peace.
That place is so sweet. I could have gone before them. I could have welcomed them.
But if I had died then, probably I was going to hell.
And
God said, not this time. Go back. You still have one thing to do. Help me to pray. So that I'll know why I'm still here. You have talked about it. You don't know what it is. She said, I have no more desire to stay. I wonder if that is what it is. With that godly, saintly old man of F.F. Bosworth, who stood in this pulpit, who has preached with me around 15 different parts of the world. Are we together? 2 hours before, about a week or two before he left, I went to him, and there he laid back there, way nearly 90 years old. His little old arms reached out. His little bald head, that white whiskers on his face. I grabbed that old man in my arms and I screamed, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. For if there ever was a man that ever represented
Pentecost
and was a true apostle, it was F.F.
Bosworth.
Clean.
Akachena.
Straight.
Akatwasuka.
Real gospel.
See,
Maona. It was Bosworth.
Mangareva Bosworth.
And when I held him in my arms, I screamed, my father,
Baba wangu,
my father,
Baba wangu,
the chariots of Israel,
Ngoro, the Israel,
and the horsemen thereof.
Yeah.
When I'm gone, don't pray for my resurrection. I don't want.
Andidi.
I don't want to resurrect.
Andidi kumuka.
I want to be there.
Ndoda kuenda
u. But if you see that I'm now in a nightmare and I'm dying, call me back.
Please.
And when
you see me denying death,
brother, you are still alive,
listening to my request, and you hear me screaming.
Come back, Stephen! Come back, Stephen! I declare life.
You know, who pay you, Stephen?
No, Vandamu can't do it.
And I will resurrect. What is happening? And what you preached that day.
He said,
Akati,
son, stay on the field.
Beat
some of these young fellows to the foreign fields if you can. Before they get a lot of fanaticism over there. Take them that real gospel that you have got. See, he said, your ministry hasn't begun yet to what it will. Said you are a brand new
Branham.
He said, you are a young son. I said, Brother Bosworth, I'm 40 years old. He said, we haven't started yet. He said, don't let these young Pentecostal preachers get over there with a lot of nonsense.
How many have got money in their pockets? Hold that money in your hand. I want to pray for that money that it buys bulk. And the Pentecostal preacher prays. And he prophesies what must happen with the money after praying. And then he says, give me that money. So what? How am I going to
use? Don't let
this is what was being
young
spoken.
Pentecostal preachers
I
get over there
with
a lot of nonsense and poison the thing up and get all the diplomats and all the country against it before you get there. Said, move on, Brother Branham. Go on with the gospel you've got. I believe that you are an apostle or a prophet of the Lord our God. I looked at him. I hugged him in my arms. I said, Brother Bosworth, I want to ask you a question. What was the happiest time of your
marriage?
Of all your years that you preached?
Let me ask you. What was the happiest moment of your life? When you are going, it will not be compared with this one. It doesn't matter. You have got sacks and sacks of diamonds. You've got a Mercedes Benz. You've got a mansion.
It's nothing.
As you see Chiro.
It's nothing.
As you have a chin.
You cannot compare this.
Au kwakanze kuzvienzanisa neizvi.
Ne time ish
with this moment.
Yeku crossa kwemutrene
of the translation of the saints. When the saints go
to Unova shuvira kuti hey 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 hey.
You desire hey.
Dainda ngandirini man.
If it were me.
Akomana. Saka ndichaita senizvo ndakabata izvi.
What am I going to do with the things that I have?
God help me.
Mari ngavandibatsire.
I want to make my life right.
Ndoda kugadzirisa upenyu wangu.
Ndo zvaunenge uchita.
That's what you say.
Nekuti unenge wanakirwa nekufa kwemutrene.
Because you would have enjoyed the death of a saint.
In closing, he said, right now, Brother
Branham,
I said, do you know you are dying? He said, I cannot die.
And if
I said, what? Why would you say this is your happiest time? There was a little door. He said, I am laying here with my face turned towards that door. Most any minute, the one that I have loved, and the one that I preached for and stood for, all my life,
he
will come to that door for me.
And
I will go with him. I looked at him. I thought. I was looking at the same as I would be to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. I took his hand. I said,
Brother Bosworth,
we both believe the same God. We believe the same thing. by the grace of God,
nenyasha dzamwari,
I will preach until last breath leaves my body.
Ndichaparidza kusvikira mweya wakupedzisira wabuda mutumbi
wangu. I will stay true to God as I know how to stay. I will not compromise with the gospel on any side or any place. I will stay as true as I know to stay.
Brother Bosworth,
I will meet you in a better land where you will not be young or not be an old anymore, but young. Remember, same see what you said. My dad looks like me now.
19.
He said, you will be there. Brother Branham. Don't you worry. An hour before, 2 hours before he died. About 2 months later, I thought he was dying then. My wife came in and seen him. He always thought so much of her. And then Miss Bosworth, and about 2 hours, he had been lying, sleeping, he raised up. He looked. And he jumped up from his bed. He said, Mother,
am I?
Well, I haven't seen you for years. Dead.
Baba.
Brother Jim. Why?
Say.
Said. Let's see. You was one of my converts to the Lord at Juliet.
You wakatende uka yo pa Juliet.
This he had been died for 50 years. See?
Yes,
he said.
Wongo.
Yeah, his sister so and so.
Apandi,
yes, wongo. I led you to the Lord
Daka
at the Winnipeg meeting.
Pam
Winnipeg.
Yeah. Wongo.
Why?
See?
Yeah, his sister so and so.
Apandi,
I haven't seen you. Come to the Lord, and for 2 straight hours. He shook hands with ones that he had led to the Lord. Walked right back to his place. And laid down. Crossed his hands. And that was it. Did Brother F.F. Bosworth enter that land that Jesus let me view the other night?
You know, Brother F.F. Bosworth, vakapinda here munyika iye yakanzina Jesus ndimboona usiku uya.
If it is,
kana zvirizvo,
is there a young man tonight?
Vatoriko vari mujai wechidiki madekwanani.
God rest his soul.
Mwari vanyaradze moyo wavo.
And may I ever live so faithful that I will enter that land. And may a servant to Christ.
Let's stand on our feet.